Hopping a red and I bought it, it's Liddy again. Fly out a bit from the tropic and Liddy again. All of my partners is popping, you know that we Liddy again. All of the fours on college, you know that we Liddy again. They don't wanna see the squad, they don't wanna see the rain. They don't wanna see a bitch up in the stars like she going out of space. Liddy again, Liddy again, I got it, we Liddy again. Liddy again, Liddy again, I got it, we did it, we Liddy again. Feature money out of safe, went and bought a Ray, brought it on college. Niggas talking like they want it when we in the city, they don't want problems. Niggas say they gon' rob us, but nigga, we coming for welfare. I shoot a bullet when I pull it, how you catch a bullet like a NFL player?
Should've known it was Liddy. Football's here.
Let's get it.
We have week 13.
Oh, man, yep. Let's get it. Four more weeks for the regular season.
Oof, it's been a rough season for some people.
Yeah.
But we're here right now. We're currently podcasting as we're watching the Cowboys take on the Vikings to start off this week. A lot of really solid matchups going into this week, so let's get right into it with this.
Yes, sir.
People thought this could have been the NFC Championship a few weeks ago. Obviously not going to be that way anymore, but let's see. What do you think about this game? Who do you think wins, and who are you looking for?
Man, Minnesota's still in the thick of things with a 6-5 record, trailing Lions by one game. Actually, two games. I think Lions took both those games, divisional games, am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, they took both those games. So, yeah, man, Minnesota's definitely behind. They're in front of the Packers by one game. Packers got a 5-6 record. So this is going to be a tight finish for this division. I definitely like Minnesota at home. I want them to take care of business. Last week, they missed out on an opportunity in a very close game. Like Minnesota in this game, I don't know what I forgot. The spread was Dallas by 3. Minnesota's the dogs, so I want Minnesota to win this.
Okay.
I got Minnesota in this one.
I like that.
Score is currently 0-0, 6:58 on the clock.
Yeah. Right now, I definitely think Minnesota's a better team, but they're on the third string left and right tackle, and their coach Mike Zimmer is actually missing the game because he's having emergency eye surgery. Mm-hmm. So when you have your head coach, a lot of stuff can go wrong. There's still a talented defense. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. But right now, the way that Dallas operates is just running out the clock and time of possession.
That plays perfectly for the Minnesota Vikings, man. They like that type of possession-type game.
They might, man. I don't know. But so far, they've been hit or miss with their offense, too. Mm-hmm. I think that Dallas is going to take this. They're getting a lot of players, especially on defense, who are doing more solid recently as well.
Yep.
I think that Dallas is going to take this. I think they're one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NFC currently.
Okay.
All right, moving on to Sunday, we have the Kansas City Chiefs at Atlanta.
Oh, man, this is going to be a good game. This is inside the dome. I think Alex Smith wakes up for this game. You like to call him Noodle Arms, but I think he wakes up for this game, and I think he does his thing. But with that being said, it is Atlanta in their home. Great. A fumble. I'm so pissed. I forgot to start the Minnesota Vikings D, so if you hear random yelling throughout the podcast, you know why. And also, I forgot to start Kyle Rudolph. I had to make two quick acquisitions in picking up Green Bay defense and Josh Hill, New Orleans tight end. And I'm not happy about it.
Carl and I are playing each other this week. Actually,
yeah,
too.
It doesn't matter. But let's keep it going and stay on topic. I like Atlanta here. They're favored by 4.5. I think Atlanta take care of business at home, and I think Julio Jones goes off in this game.
Yeah.
I expect him to go off in this game. Rebound from last week. He didn't play too well. Gabriel ended up coming out and doing his thing.
He was cooking.
Yeah, so give me some Julio action in this.
You have Atlanta winning this?
Atlanta, yes.
Yeah. I do too. Kansas City's been waking up.
Of course you do. You want to follow my ways, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's close, and one player who I've really been liking to watch recently has been Tyreek Hill. We've been talking about him recently on the podcast, but he's come on from like a sleeper pick to a legitimate star.
Man.
Had some issues, some legal issues.
Maglin's coming back.
Yeah,
he had, see how that works out. Sorry about that.
Hill had some legal issues that kind of held him back in the draft a little bit, but he's clearly one of the more explosive players in the league right now. And just having him play has a whole other dynamic to this Chiefs team. They can do stuff they've been trying to do, all these jet sweeps and stuff, and it is actually working for them. So they're a much more dynamic team now. They have the extra element that they're kind of missing since JC went down. Justin Houston's back too, but a lot of their players are banged up right now. So Tom Valdez on the injury report. If I'm not mistaken, one of the secondary players, either Peters or Barry, is also hurt too. And you have a full team right now going against the Falcons at home with Julio and Gabriel, like we mentioned too. So I think it's going to be a relatively high-scoring game.
Yeah, because Desmond Trufant's still out, probably.
Yeah, but I still have the Falcons winning this as well.
Yep.
All right, next up, we have the Lions at New Orleans.
Oh, man, this is going to be a shootout in the Dome.
Absolutely.
Detroit coming over to New Orleans. We have a 5-6 record, very much still in the thick of things. We took care of business last week versus the Rams. That was a must-win game situation. And this is also a must-win type situation for us, especially in a tight division where you got Tampa Bay just stealing games, and you have Atlanta that just keep winning. So we definitely need this. Our back's against the wall. We're favored by 6. When I say we, I mean the Saints. They're favored by 6. Game total is 53.5. Man, this is definitely DFS gold right here. But I'm going to go with the home team, and I'm give me the Saints for this matchup. They're going to wake up for this, and we're going to do our thing.
Yeah, no, I actually definitely agree as well. I think that the Saints are going to take this. I think that they've been coming on as late, and, you know, one player who we talked about earlier in the preseason that we thought was going to emerge really has, and that's been Michael Thomas.
Yeah,
he's just been, man. I mean, I don't think Brandon Cooks had a catch last game. But
oh, Michael, yeah, so that's why I expect him to be strong next game.
I mean, he definitely will, but at the same time, I think Michael Thomas is emerging as, you know, the premier receiver in this offense, and we've even been seeing some Brandon Coleman recently, too, and that's always interesting when you have someone who's like, what is he, 6'6",
mm-hmm.
go in there and make plays in the red zone as well. And
from Rutgers.
He is. He
Brunswick.
Is, he is. and Lions haven't really defended that well either. So, you know, I'm not really too worried about them stopping this. This is going to be a shootout.
And Stafford's home away split is real, too.
It's ridiculous.
But people will fail to mention that because he's not an elite quarterback like Breeze and Roethlisberger. So they dismiss that fact.
He's very good, though. But at the same time, that is true. His home away stats are completely different. Having said that, I could see this being a good game for Stafford. Nevertheless, I think that Breeze scores more. But I like Anquan Boldin in this matchup, too. I think he matches up nicely.
Okay.
He's really found a niche in this this offense for the Lions, but I still have the Saints winning this game as well.
Let's get it.
Moving on, we have the New England Patriots at home against the Los Angeles Rams. Jeff Fisher still thinks that Danny Woodhead and Brandon LaFell are still on the Patriots. Neither of them are on the Patriots this year. Danny Woodhead hasn't been on the Patriots for 3 years, so obviously his hand's not really in the game, but Jared Goff did look nice. Carl, what do you think?
This is Patriots in this matchup,
yeah.
Man. Jared Goff, he looked nice versus the Saints, but that was our defense in the Dome. Definitely very reliable for giving up yards in the passing game. But Patriots are too, but I think Malcolm Butler shuts down Kenny Britt. I don't think they're going to have Tavon in this matchup. And with that being said, I think they can stop Gurley and do a damn good job doing it. Patriots all the way, -13. Oh my gosh, the spread is Patriots by 13. Sheesh. Yeah, Patriots for sure. They're gonna do their thing in this matchup. And I think their rookie receiver, man, Malcolm Mitchell.
Mitchell, yeah.
That's definitely a person you want to target in DFS. Gronk is out. He got undergoing back surgery. Don't know the timetable on that. Might be for the rest of
the season. It's
the
season, yeah.
Oh, it is the season.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, give me the Patriots in this matchup.
Yeah, I don't know if they're in IR him because he could come back if they're in the Super Bowl, but that really puts a difference on it. And if you look at Brady's stats with Gronk on the field and without it, it's as a Jets fan, it makes you happy to see that. Because I had a wager with a coworker about the Patriots going to the Super Bowl with some odds. I was getting a little scared, a little nervous, but
yeah,
feeling a lot better about that now. Having said that, still the Patriots going off in this game. I anticipate a lot more run-centric offense now that Gronk's out there. Martellus Bennett's banged up as well. Receivers you can't really rely on right now. Edelman, of course, he's great when he's healthy, but he's banged up. Hogan's a little banged up too, and Mitchell's look good, but at the same time, he's still a rookie receiver, and Brady's always a little weary to throw to rookies. So I expect a lot of running from Blunt. Deion Lewis is back too. He's so fucking shifty. I forgot how good he was. He was carving my Jets up last week, but expect something from him too. But other than that, wouldn't target many people from the Rams. I guess if you're desperate, take Kenny Britt. Quincy Enunwa and Brandon Marshall both had good games against the Patriots. Actually, both of them mossed Malcolm Butler in the end zone too, which you don't see that often. But I think Kenny Britt is a good matchup. He's a physical receiver. Other than that, no one I really like. But I do like how Goff looked. I think eventually he'll be a good quarterback, but not good enough to win Foxborough.
Don't fall into the hype, man. That was the Saints, and we was in the Dome. Don't fall into the hype.
He was throwing that pass to Tavon was a dime, though.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, I don't care. I'm not worried about that. We still won.
Anyways, we have Denver at Jacksonville.
Oh, man, this game has got a 40 total, and Denver is favored by 3.5, rightfully so.
Yeah.
I don't know the word on Simeon. He was last seen in the boot after the game at KC. I think this is a game where Paxton Lynch is going to get up for. Lynch is actually from Jacksonville, if I'm not mistaken, or from that area. So I think he does his thing in this matchup. And Jacksonville, yeah, man. They're just a sorry team. So give me Denver in this matchup.
Yeah, I do too. Actually, I would really like to see Paxton Lynch play in this game. We'll see if he does or not. You got to take Denver as well. It really depends on the quarterback situation and what they're doing. Having said that, if Booker's playing and he's healthy, Devontae Booker, I would give him some love. He's going to be a little bit lower owned.
Yeah, I really wish Chris Ivory was playing in this matchup. Yeah, he could have did some things to this defense.
I'd like him in that. At this point, he's made a paper, though.
Oh, man.
So, not really anyone from Jacksonville I'd like. They're just a clusterfuck. They got to get rid of Bortles at this point, and they got to get rid of Gus Bradley.
Definitely not
making me look like a fucking idiot.
This is your hot take team. And my hot take team is out here.
We'll see.
Man, we'll see. Miami Dolphins just keep winning and winning and winning.
Yeah, we'll get to them in a bit.
Let's get it.
Anyways, we got Denver. All right, moving on. We have the Houston Texans at Green Bay. Interesting game.
It is definitely an interesting game. I was happy to see Aaron Rodgers get back on it with that win this week away from in Philly. So I think Green Bay goes back home and rides that one game win. And I think they turned it into a streak. And they start doing things and making noise to get in that playoff position. Houston is a team that doesn't play very well against good teams. Green Bay isn't a good team, but Green Bay, when they hit in on all cylinders, they're definitely up there with the top tier teams. So give me Green Bay in this matchup. They're favored by 6.5. I like them to take care of business, especially in the cold. This is a matchup I think you could use Fuller for DFS, man.
You could.
You haven't been using Fuller since week one, week two.
Yeah.
I think Fuller could definitely wake up in this matchup.
I'm like a battered spouse against his fucking team. I'm so weary of taking the receivers. They're so talented.
Yeah.
But you don't know if they're gonna get the targets. Having said that, these two teams are completely opposite. One of them has the best quarterback, naturally in the NFL, and a really solid offense, or at least passing offense, against a really solid defense, but a really bad offense. Mm-hmm. And the Packers defense is struggling too. So it's really, what's going to win out. I think that Aaron Rodgers has been gelling recently, how he's moving the ball. Davante Adams really came back. He should be bouncing
so
back.
Much time in the pocket, man.
Yeah.
No matter what, it's been all season. No matter the team, he has so much time
in the
pocket.
The left tackle is PFF's top graded tackle right now. I forget his name. Yeah. It's something weird, but it's Russian. But I think that he's been doing really well, and they've been establishing a lot more with the pass. They've been doing some interesting things with their offense and trying to compensate for not having a run game. Obviously, need to do something about that, but Davante Adams has been spectacular. They found ways to incorporate Jared Cook and Richard Rodgers as well. It's helping out, and obviously, Jordy's always a threat, too. So, they're really starting to get back in action, and I like the Packers taking this one. Texans really got to look in the mirror after this offseason, too, because there's a lot of question marks, and all of it starts with the quarterback. And actually, even further, I know I harp on this shit all the time, but fucking signing a guy without ever meeting him and giving him a $72 million contract is one of the craziest things I've ever heard in sports.
Crazy.
They need to fire the GM for that shit. That's insane.
Yeah, just blindly.
That's just so lazy.
Oh, we need a quarterback. Let's sign him.
Yeah, he's tall and has a strong arm. So lazy. If they need to abandon him like Aaron Rodgers abandoned his family. I'm going to bring it up for a while. Aaron Rodgers has talked to his mom in 3 years, man. Fuck Aaron Rodgers, but he's going to win this game.
Let's
get it.
You crazy. When you don't talk to your mom, you deserve all that.
For 3 years. Yeah, fuck him. Weirdo.
And I don't care what the reasoning is.
Yeah, what? All right, so we have Philadelphia at Cincinnati.
This is a game Cincinnati needs. With all the losses, man, Cincinnati's actually still in it. They are. 3-7, and Ravens and Steelers are 6-5.
They're 3-7?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Only two games.
The Jets are 3-7.
Damn. Yeah. This is bad, actually. Yeah, I don't think Cincinnati's in it.
No,
I think Steelers and Ravens can run away with this.
Talk about next year.
But this is actually a game I think Cincinnati still can win. They're favored by 1.5. They're home. They need this win badly. If not for the playoff stakes, just for a morale victory, just to get things going again. The loss of AJ Green was, it hurts them badly. And yeah. Giovanni Bernard on top of that, too. Yeah, it's something that they can't get over. But I expect Cincinnati to wake up for this game and do their thing at home.
Oof. Yeah, I don't know. This is a really tough game. Yeah, I have Philly winning this one. And I'll tell you one player who I've liked, who's come on of recently, is DGB. Had 10 targets last week.
That's because Jordan Matthews went out during the game.
He did, but he also made the most with his targets, too, and that's why they traded for him. He's obviously, you know, a beast of a person. Good. And you know, they traded for him.
No more Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, they got to get rid of that guy.
Oh my
So I would target DGB, a low-owned sleeper that could actually have some promise in this game. You know, as talented as his secondary is for the Bengals, they were getting cooked on last week by the Ravens too, so I definitely wouldn't shy away from him. I think he'd be a contrarian pick. Also, I just think that this is a much more talented defense too. I think that the Eagles are going to take this one. It's going to be an ugly game. I don't have high hopes for either of these teams, but the Eagles winning this.
Yeah. Eagles.
Next up, we have a team of two teams that are in the playoff home, which I didn't think. We have the Dolphins at Baltimore.
Dolphins in Baltimore. This is going to be a good game. But this is a game I think Baltimore can win. Minnesota. Miami definitely got lucky last week and with their scheduling, and they played 49ers at the time where they, you know, their whole offensive line was out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know who they get back this game, but I think Baltimore takes advantage of this, and I think they can go to work in this matchup. They're favored by 3.5. I definitely like deep threats like Kenny Stills in this matchup. I like deep threats like Mike Wallace, and I also like Steve Smith, of course, in this matchup. So give me Baltimore in this.
Okay. I actually have Miami winning this game. I think they match up well. One player I really like in this one is Devontae Parker. Okay. He's really come on a lot lately. Kind of taken a lot of targets from Landry, too. But with that, they've been spreading the field more. And a lot of credit has to be given to Adam Gase. And
they're going
to
stop Jay Ajayi, man. Don't forget that.
They will, but I think they can move the ball on them, too. The Ravens secondary.
Why? Why do you think they can move the ball? Who's throwing? Got him! Say it! Ryan Tannehill. You don't want to say it? What?
Yeah, he's been doing okay. He's been doing okay.
Good.
All credit goes to Adam Gase. He's revolutionized the
quarterback
scene.
Whisperer.
He's brought life into this corpse, this weak arm weirdo. But yeah, this offense is getting it together. And you know who's come on as late for their defense has been Kiko Alonso, too. He's been adding a lot more energy to them. He got really fired up in the win last week. So I think that he's going to have some presence in this. I think the Dolphins would be really smart to re-sign him, too. That was actually – the Byron Maxwell trade was fucking so dumb, including him, but getting Kiko was smart. So I think
Byron Maxwell actually made a good play to end the game last week. So the 49ers couldn't tell him to take that and tie it.
That's true. But Byron Maxwell still sucks. Yeah. I don't like – anyone that wears, like, loose-fitted long-sleeve shirts in the NFL is not a good player. Like, there's Under Armour, and it just lets everyone know you're a scrub.
Yeah, you know, we used to have a kid at Columbia High School who used to wear it for basketball practice.
Renee.
Yeah.
Grown man named Renee.
Yeah, chill. Yeah. That's just too funny. You ain't hear that from me.
He's probably out there doing Renee things,
yeah,
so I think we're okay.
Let's
now let's do a football podcast.
You got Baltimore.
All right, next up, we have the 49ers at Chicago.
Yeah, man, this is going to be an ugly game.
Battle for top five picks.
But this is a game that definitely has some good DFS players in it. In my opinion, you can look at a player like Marquise Wilson, who had like so many targets last week and definitely did good things with those targets. You could look at a player like Kaepernick, who I think could go off on this team.
Mm-hmm.
Hyde could do his thing. Josh Howard. His name Josh Howard.
Yeah.
No,
Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard. Yeah. And then if Jordan Howard don't go off and they rest him or whatever they do with him, you can go look at a player like Jeremy Langford.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, the game is just a bad game. But, I'm going to take the whole home team in this one and give me Chicago.
Oh, this is a really ugly game. I'm just going to take San Francisco just because, you know, as shitty as the team has been, Kaepernick has been great as of late. Mm-hmm. He's been really balling out. So definitely want to see him against a weak defense like this. I think he can start doing some things.
Yeah.
And with that, look at the pass catchers he has with him too. I mean, they're not too strong, but someone like Curley would be someone you look at. And I agree. I think Hyde would also be a really smart play in this as well.
Yeah.
Definitely going to have some lineups with him. I think that he's going to make something happen. So having said that, I think that those are definitely some solid teams to get
some
after.
Some good 1 o'clock games, man.
These are some really good 1 o'clock games. And, you know, having said that, I also think that as shitty as it was that we had to watch Matt Barkley play, he actually wasn't that bad.
He wasn't that
bad.
Yeah,
like he almost.
And
led,
look
like,
at Zeke the Freak run. Run, damn it, run! Let's go.
Holding, good.
Flag.
Look at you. You thought. Good.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear. Anyways, like I was saying, now Matt Barkley was actually pretty good. He just had a pass drop by him. And
Josh Bellamy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Twice.
In the end zone, too, right before his, like,
that's why you catch with your hands, receiver 101, not your body.
So if you really, really want to go against the grain, you could pick him up in DFS. Definitely minimum owned. And Jay Cutler's out for the season, so he's going to be the starter for the rest of it. So
yeah.
Take a look at the schedule, get some opportunities. All right, 4 o'clock game. We have the Buffalo Bills going across country to the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, man, this is a good game, man. The total is 49. I think it goes over.
Yeah.
I think there's a shootout potential. Buffalo, injuries to the receiving corps. Don't know who's going to play. You just got to keep tabs on that. But if all the receivers are out and Marquise Goodwin is the only receiver, I would definitely pair him up with Tyrod Taylor. I think Tyrod could go off. He's in a similar situation as Kaepernick. He could definitely use his legs in this matchup and his arms for whatever receiver is left. So I definitely like Tyrod in this matchup. Oakland's favored by 3. I think they're going to be emotionally prepped for this game because word just came out that they won't be in Oakland next year. It's a bad thing, right? It starts next year, right?
I don't know if it starts next year. It's official, but I don't know if it's start. They got to build a stadium and shit. Like, I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was already built.
I don't know. I don't know if they're moving next year.
Well, yeah, they're going to be moving. And I think Oakland's going to be mentally prepared for this matchup, and they're going to be very emotional in this game. And they're going to do their thing against Buffalo. With that being said, I'm going back to the well with Amari Cooper in this matchup. I think he can get off. And also, I think Crabtree can get off, even though they saying he has a lingering ankle injury. But that's just whatever hearsay. But I like Crabtree in this matchup. As far as running backs goes, I like LeSean McCoy over Latavius Murray in this matchup.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And so who do you have winning it?
I definitely like Oakland -3.
Yeah, no, I love Oakland in this game too. I think Derek Carr is really emerging as a top quarterback that we've been talking about. Bills have a really good defense on paper, but they have been gotten thrown on before, and I think that this is a good matchup for Carr. I also really like Clive Warford too. He started to step it up lately as well. I could see this being a good game for him.
But Derek Carr definitely spreads it out, man.
He does.
He's becoming one of those quarterbacks to spread it out.
And that's great to see if you're a Derek Carr fan. Another player that I would like, who I think will have targets, it's really, really difficult if you're going to take him or not. If you're doing DraftKings, it's PPR, so I wouldn't say it's a bad idea. It's Jalen Richard.
I hate Jalen Richard. He takes targets away from my boy Latavius. Let's go.
All right. You okay?
Oh my gosh.
But I don't know what that was. But listen to Cody. I would recommend Jalen Rich as a sleeper as well. But obviously, Shady's always a play.
Yeah.
So definitely make sure you have him. And same with Tyrod, too. Having a lineup with both of them could never hurt. It's a lot of rushing potential right there. All right, next up, we have a game that I can't wait to watch. Really excited. Game of the week. We have the Giants at Pittsburgh.
Oh, man. Shootout?
Yes,
for sure. Pittsburgh's home. We know Big Ben goes off at home. Eli... yeah, he could do his thing anywhere. There's a 48 game total. This probably goes over as well. Pittsburgh's favored by 6. I definitely have Pittsburgh in this matchup. I think Le'Veon could definitely bust through that Giants defense. Antonio Brown is matchup proof when Big Ben is back there.
Yeah.
So I like Antonio Brown in this game as well. There definitely could be some other sneaky players on that Pittsburgh side. It's just hard to pinpoint who to target for that one.
Yeah.
Player that I like in the Giants side, one player in particular, is definitely Sterling Shepard. Eli Manning came out earlier this week and apologized for giving him the Brandon Cooks treatment, no targets. So I could definitely see Brandon Cooks or Sterling Shepard getting a lot of targets in this matchup. And Pittsburgh is definitely a funnel defense. You could pass on them and do it well, as long as you have the players and quarterback to do so. And Eli Manning is definitely very capable of doing that. So Odell and Sterling Shepard are in good spots in this matchup. Pittsburgh favored by 6. I like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting you brought up Shepard. They use him in a weird way where, like, mainly he's just used. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
Lucky
my
Whitehead.
God.
You
fuck! Damn, Kendricks! Why couldn't the ball just go out of bounds, man?
Lucky Whitehead just fumbled it.
I didn't start Minnesota defense, and they're doing their thing. But I got them to win. Let's go.
Sound effects brought to you by Carl. anyways, they use Sterling Shepard in an interesting way where they use fake screens all the time to him, where they always threaten to do it. So he doesn't really run a lot of routes.
Yeah.
He's more so
Harrison
a decoy.
Griffin.
Yeah, that was a really good play. Having said that, I think you got to take the Steelers as well. AB, LB, and Big B, Big Ben, pause. He's
seven. Oh, you said Big B?
Big B. Yeah. I said Big B.
Okay,
I said Big B.
Pause. Hey, yo.
All right, man.
Yo, go ahead, man.
Mr. Roethlisberger,
yes,
is also someone you want to target in this game, too. I think right now that a lot of players in the Giants have been getting a lot of hype. They have been doing well, a lot better than we expected, especially in that defense. Ben actually said he thought Landon Collins was the best defensive player in the NFL this season.
Oh, yo.
And he's really been balling, too. So that's someone you want to watch out for. But I think the Giants have had an easy schedule so far, too. And they've just kind of, like, eked out of a few games. Like, they haven't really been going, like, crazy. So right now, I definitely think the Steelers are going to be a reality check for them. Giants still going to make the playoffs, but...
Yeah, they've been on a win streak.
Yeah.
They need to lose.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So I think the Steelers got this one at home. Much different team at home.
Yeah, man.
All right, next up, we have Mr. You Like That, Kirk Cousins, at Arizona against Carson, Old Man Palmer, and the Cardinals.
You like that? You like that?
You like that? Washington versus Arizona. This is in the Dome. I think it's going to be shootout. The total says it's going to be a shootout. 49. Arizona favored by 2.5. The spread right now is currently in favor for Arizona, but it's leaning towards Washington, sort of, with that 2.5 spread. I like Washington in this matchup. Kirk Cousins and the boys, they need this, especially with the Giants and Cowboys running away with the division. They just need to keep winning games, so hopefully they can get a wild card. I like Kirk Cousins to do good things. Don't know which receiver to really target in this matchup. Of course, you're going to say your boy Crowder.
Oh, yeah.
The Redskins are currently sitting at a 6-4 record. Giants 8-3. Cowboys 10-1. So this is very much a tight group in a tight division. Damn. Yeah. Is Reed still healthy?
No, he's not going to play this week.
Reed is not going to play this week.
Yeah.
Fire up Crowder. Fire him up.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
When Reed is out, yo, it's Crowder, Garcon. You could take your shot with D-Jax, but I don't really like that.
Hit or miss.
Yeah, hit or miss. Arizona, on Arizona side, the only person I'll target here is, two people I'll target. It's Fitzgerald and... my boy, DJ.
Yeah. So who do you have winning?
I have Washington winning this.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins has been balling. He's been so much fun to watch. I love he's talking shit to his GM now, too. Like, how do you like me now?
How do
After
you like
he refused
me
to
now?
Get a, like,
give
big
me
contract.
That bag.
I love that swagger.
That's that bag talk.
Yeah, for real. I'm hoping he gets in the market. Jets throw a fucking crazy amount of money at him. I'd love him to be my quarterback.
Yeah.
So it's putting that in the universe. I think that this team's is better right now. It sucks that Reed's not playing because he really is a difference maker. But
yeah,
I would rather for them let him heal up and not play this game and rush it because they are going to make a playoff run and they do need him. So definitely think that Crowder's something you want to target. Do like Garcon too. On the other side, like Carl said, DJ is probably the only player I really want to get after. But this Cardinals offense has been a big step down from what it was last year. So not too excited about anyone
crazy
on that team.
Crazy that they're 4-6 when they had one of the easiest schedules coming in.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer, yo, nobody saw this regression.
He aged
because he
like
played
milk.
So well last year.
Yeah.
Like, it's night and day.
He's old as hell.
It's night and day, his performance.
Yeah.
But with that being said, I feel bad for the Cardinals because this is really their shot to do what they had to do. Hopefully they can pull it together in the back end. They're 4-6 right now. Second place in the division. Seahawks leading it with 7-3. Rams not far behind, only one game behind the Cardinals at 4-7.
Mm.
So hopefully the Cardinals could turn it around, but in this shootout matchup, I can't see Carson Palmer outplaying Kirk Cousins.
No, I can't either. So I got Redskins as well.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we got another team going across country. Yeah, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at San Diego.
Man, if you would have told me last week Tampa Bay would go across country to Seattle and beat the
light it up.
Yo, they destroyed Seattle. Seattle only scored 5 points, people.
It's crazy.
5 points. Yo, it was crazy. Winston,
Sherman got mossed.
Yeah, Winston is on it. He's on a tear, and I'm kind of scared because they're in the front of us in the division. They have a 6-5 record, and we have a 5-6 record. Falcons with a 7-4 record. So we're very much still in the race, as well as the Buccaneers. And the Bucs' schedule is just crazy easy towards the end. And I'm upset. I really wish they were losing. This is a game they might wake up for versus San Diego, who also is in that division is gone. Yeah, Raiders sitting at 9-2, Chiefs at 8-3, Broncos at 7-4. The best shot is to probably just get a wild card, just continue to win out, and hopefully they have a good record and they have win against teams that's fighting for that wild card position. But this is a game I can see Phillip Rivers going off on and doing his thing exactly what he did in Houston. They definitely trying to win out. They know some of the losses that they had early in the seasons came from them just not closing out games because they jump out to the lead in front of all these in those games early, and they just can't close them and finish it out. But with that being said, Winston is on the tear. Him and Evans are doing some great things together. Doug Martin, they got Doug Martin at the right time, in my opinion. He's healthy. They can lean on him if they want to now. Tough game. San Diego, 3.5. The Lions favor San Diego, and the Lions is leaning towards San Diego. Give me San Diego in this matchup at home to take care of business.
Yeah.
DFS-wise, you can definitely target Gordon in this matchup. Tyrell Williams, you want to wait and hear for the news on that. But Dontrell Inman, tight end. I don't know which tight end.
I wouldn't touch it.
And then Benjamin, you could target. And then Mike Evans, Winston, Bray, you could target.
Yeah. Definitely got to get the Evans, Jameis stack in one lineup because they'll be airing it out, especially against Chargers secondary.
It's going to be – yo, this week is crazy good. What
yeah.
the heck?
Yeah, a lot of really good games.
Man.
Having said that, I just really love the way the Chargers are playing right now. Joey Bosa is just phenomenal right now.
Yo,
really
man.
Excited with how he's
doing.
And
the turnovers are coming for San Diego.
Yeah,
they're
because
coming, man.
That edge pressure is finally there.
Yeah.
He was well worth all that shit. The holdout, paying everything. It was worth it. Having said that, I think the Chargers win this one. I don't want to take any of these tight ends, but I love what they're doing. If it's not Gate, it's Henry. Other way around. Both of them have been balling out. I would take Phil Rivers. I'd take him just by himself, though. No one else. I wouldn't do any stacks in the lineup. I'd just take Phil Rivers.
Or Phil Rivers and Gordon.
Yeah, I would do that too. Yeah.
Yo, speaking of the Chargers, they're also another team that's moving. So I think they're going to be emotionally sound for this game too and prepped for this one.
I don't think the players care that much, but
Philip does.
Philip does, but I mean, most of them aren't from there. They're going to play regardless because they just want to prolong their careers and shit.
I feel you.
But I have
Gates too, man. This could be his last year.
Yeah. They're moving on with him.
Yeah.
So I think that this is going to be a game where the Chargers win, though. Jameis has been great, and I'm happy that he has been taken next level. But as of right now, I just think that it's going to be hard for them to go to cross-country and beat a team that's doing so well.
Twice, man.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah, for real.
Did they stay?
I think they did. Which would have been smart.
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah. All right. Sunday night game. We have the Panthers at Seattle. They thought this game was going to be so nice when they created this shit. But
it is going to be nice. Yeah. What do you think is the problem?
This is like a playoff implication. Like,
yo, I wish they had that Oakland and Panthers game as a late night game last week. That was a great game.
That was fantastic.
Panthers clawed their way back into that matchup only to lose. But this is Carolina and Seattle. They always play each other tough. 44 is the total. Seahawks are favored by 7. I think Carolina can upset them and win this game.
Why do you think they've been so bad?
Who, Carolina?
Yeah.
Just for the defensive side of the ball.
Is
man.
It just losing the Norman in the secondary?
Yeah. Either that or the offensive line, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just put Khalil on the IR too. It's not gonna make it any better.
That and Cam Newton getting hit and
yeah,
I think he's just scared.
Yeah.
But the team definitely took a step back. With that being said, I'm changing my pick. Seattle wins this game in a close matchup. Carolina could keep it close, but yeah, Seattle could definitely take this. They're going to be emotionally charged up for this game, especially losing the way they did last week. They're home. The crowd's going to come ready. I think they're going to be ready for this game. Is Bennett coming back in this game? Don't know, but they definitely need him. So give me Seattle in this
Earl game. Thomas didn't play last week, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so I think he's coming back, though.
Yeah.
That'll be huge. This is going to be a good game because these two teams don't like each other, and they were in the playoffs the last few years. But I think Seattle's right now is just a better team all around. I really like the way that they're starting to get stuff done in offense. Thomas Rawls, this is a showcase game, so hopefully he can do something. I don't know if Keekly's going to play either. He had that really scary concussion 2 Thursdays ago, and
Yeah,
he didn't play last week. I don't know if he's going to play this week either. That was really scary. If he doesn't play, definitely target Rawls. Another player I like is Jimmy Graham. Really happy with how he's doing this year. Another player, he actually should win the comeback player of the year. But I think that right now the Seahawks are just a better team, and they're going to get this W at home and keep it moving in the way of the playoffs.
Agreed.
All right, Monday night game.
Two teams on the total opposite of the spectrum.
Two teams.
We
have the Indianapolis Colts coming to New Jersey to play the fucking Jets.
I'm so happy the Colts coming to New Jersey to play the Jets for the simple fact Cody always hates on my man, Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Colts sitting at a 5-6 record versus a team with a 3-8 record. Yes, you heard it correctly. 3-8.
Yes. Top three.
The Colts need this game badly, and with that being said, I think they win this game. They currently sit in their division, AFC South, behind the Titans and the Texans. Texans currently leading that division, 6-5 record. Titans with a 6-6 record. Colts 5-6 record. This is a tight race, folks, and it's going to be to the finish. And I think Colts can't give up this game. If the Colts give up this game, then they could count their playoff wishes out because the Titans and the Texans have been playing good ball, and I think they won't let the Colts come back in this one to catch up. But give me the Colts in this matchup. They need this game. It's a must-win for them. I like Colts.
You know,
I want to say something about that division race. The only good thing about the Colts being in this plane, even if they lose, probably they still probably be good because they definitely beat the Titans twice, and that's going to count for something towards the end.
Yeah. Okay, so before I get into the game, I just want to say from like a Colts fan point of view,
yeah.
If I'm a Colts fan, I don't want them to make the playoffs because they need to make change. This is a really flawed team.
Yeah, really
like flawed. Offensive line and defense are awful right now, and they're still like putting out like ancient running backs. Like they need to start to
hold Dez, stay on your feet. Dak to Dez Bryant
to the one.
At the 1 yard
like
line,
like a 45-yard.
Oh ball. Man, good throw, Dak.
That was
yo,
wild.
Dak attack,
wide open. Yeah, so
yes, destroy this defense, please.
Is that Harrison Smith? Got oh my,
yo, that is with the footwork.
He got shook. Yo, wow,
first of all, he was like 5 yards away from him and still got shook.
Yeah, that was bad.
All right, let's go.
So you know, they gotta blow it all up. Whether it's Pagano leaving, Ursay leaving, they gotta really start taking care of Andrew Luck because he's getting beat up out there. He's not getting the kind of playmaking ability around him that he needs.
I actually agree with you, man.
Yeah, so.
I really wish. Yeah, I kind of agree with you. Even though I had the Colts making the playoffs early in the season, I agree with you. They definitely need to do something with that offensive line because they're wasting Andrew Luck.
They are.
And he's a very good quarterback.
Fucking ruptured his spleen, man. He could have died.
He needs a line.
What are they doing?
Like, he needs a line.
Yeah.
And you got to get rid of these old timers and Gore and stuff, and get some legit backs that can block and stuff.
Yeah,
like come on,
they need real players. They don't have that right now. It's like they're playing like a Madden. You know when you draft a Madden team and you draft like the free agents that are like 85 like rating, but they're like 36, and you just pick them up, and that's what they're doing in real life.
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
So having said that, they're gonna go to the Jets. I think what the Jets are doing by starting Fitzpatrick, despite being 3-8 and him being the worst quarterback of the NFL, is they told Todd Bowles, look, you're safe. Lose out. Get a higher draft pick. That's my conspiracy theory.
That's why they're starting Fitzpatrick.
No, that's not why they're doing it. They're doing it because Bowles is he doesn't have the respect of the locker room, and he knows that Brandon Marshall and the rest of the Jets are going to be upset if he doesn't play him.
Bowles is jersey strong.
He is, man. I love Bowles, but you got to really go with the future. And if you're a 3-8 team, you got to see what's happening next year. Fitzpatrick is going to be here next year. But veterans don't want to play on a rebuilding team, so they want to have the best chance. Fitzpatrick's the best chance right now because he knows the offense. Mm-hmm. Jets don't do anything right, so they're not even going to tank right.
Yo,
so
I think we need to sign a petition, like fire the GM, fire the front office, whoever's there. They're making my friend depressed.
Yeah.
Over here, man.
I'm really hurt.
I don't like when my friends are depressed. Yeah, so we gotta do something about it,
man. This is really sad. It's good. It's a Monday night, man.
I don't mean to laugh.
I might just like drink by myself, like cut myself, like write poems and shit. Like listen to goth music.
We don't promote that type of.
It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad. I'm not excited for this, but having said that, the Jets don't do anything right, so they're not even gonna tank right. I think the Jets end up winning this game.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a shitty game for them to win. But right now, the Colts are just so bad, especially on defense. And you know what? The Jets actually were in a close game against the Patriots before Tom Brady woke up in the last minute.
Yeah.
I think that Quincy Enunwa is one of the better young players right now.
Definitely.
The Jets just backed into a 6th-round pick who we cut last year, but no one knew about him, so we re-signed him on the practice squad.
Yeah.
We don't deserve to have him, but he's so good. Brandon Marshall's still here.
Touchdown, Ezekiel Elliott.
Zeke's got it, too. All
right, let's get it.
And Darren Lee looks really good on defense, too. So I think the Jets are going to win. It's going to be a really ugly game. I apologize on behalf of a Jets fan that you guys have to watch this on national TV. You deserve a better game. So many good games this week. You don't deserve to watch this.
Maybe you the best.
Yeah, so fuck everyone in the Jets department. Thank you for ruining my season in October. I don't even care anymore. Moving on to the offseason. I'm already scouting.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right, and that's that.
Week 13, week 13
in the books.
That's a wrap, folks.
Some great games. Continue to listen to us. Also, you know, not to get serious, but rest in peace to Joe McKnight.
Really
sad to hear that. One of my favorite players to play with in Madden. Just a really electric player. Had a really crazy story. So sorry to hear about that. But you know, moving on, we got to really look at what's going to happen next week too. So we'll get back to you on Thursday. Another podcast. Thanks for listening. Please continue rate and subscribe.
You already know. Thank you guys. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Have a good one. This is Cody.
This is Carl. And
peace.
We out.
Woo. I'm on my way to an island and I'm popping shit at the pilot. Flash it on. Niggas be broken, be solvent, but still talking shit like they violent. Niggas broke. They say that they honest, how money these niggas gon' say that they got it. Getting out with the kid is success and these niggas gon' blame it on Cali. They don't wanna see you win. They don't wanna see the race.
No.
You don't wanna see a bitch caught up in the stars like she out of space. Mention that they kind of at the mansion and I'm running out of space. Tell your homie, keep on coming out his mouth, I'm sending something around his waist. Niggas barely getting lawyer money. Better get some sick soy money. Running around like you're Superman. Don't be selfish, get your mom insurance money. Woo. Cause I'm the one to put it on your money. I'm the one to make it happen to you niggas. What you fucking ran the door for me?
Hopping a Raven, I bought it, it's Liddy again. Fly out a bit from the tropic and Liddy again. All of my partners is popping, you know that we Liddy again. All of the fours on college, you know that we Liddy.